Text Scott at 231-534-0755. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this TGIF Friday, March 7th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to take this segment to share something with you guys that is really having major impact on a lot of people's lives. Tim Roberts from PatriotsRelief.com is the website /trucker. If you go to the website, PatriotsRelief.com/trucker, you'll get 40% discount off of retail, free shipping of all their products. This week I had two people contact me and thank me for having Tim Roberts as a sponsor. His products have literally changed their lives. We also heard previously from folks like Anita down in Florida. It's helped her. The intense relief rub has helped her with her knees. Well, other people have told me that they've purchased the products and they absolutely love them. Again, thank me for having them as a sponsor. But these two were new customers. And it was very interesting because they said they didn't know what to expect. They were hoping for the same results that Vicky and I and many others have had using the products. But it was very interesting because Nick said, and this is Nick down in Grand Rapids. He listens online via the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. He said that this product was given to him by a friend. He didn't purchase it. A friend purchased it and gave him a bottle to try. He said, Randy, I have been suffering with lower back pain almost my entire adult life. Something going on in my lower back. The doctors don't know what it is. I've gone to back specialists. I've tried chiropractic. I've tried everything under the sun, patches, all kinds of things. Nothing works. He said, my friend gave me the bottle of the intense relief rub. He said, I was skeptical because I've tried everything, but I put a little bit on my finger, like he told me, massaged it in my lower back. And he said, literally within about a half hour, he started feeling a warming sensation and a tingling. So he got up, he put some more on, sat back down in the chair. All of a sudden, he realized that while sitting in his chair, his lazy boy type recliner, the pain started to subside. He got up, he walked around, actually went downstairs to check on the furnace. This is an interesting story. He said, the reason I had to check on the furnace is because I hadn't been down there in over a year. And I had extra furnace filters. I had them sitting right next to the furnace, but I couldn't get to the basement to change them. So he went over to the furnace, bent over, turned off the light switch on the furnace, that's the power disconnect, pulled out the old furnace filter that was completely clogged up. Honestly, he said he didn't even understand how the furnace blower was getting the air to move through the house. So he pulled out the dirty filter, he put a brand new one in, closed the door, turned the furnace back on, and he said it was amazing how much air started coming out of the vents in the floors. That's how clogged his furnace filter was. Went outside, took the old furnace filter outside, put it in the garbage can, walked back into the house, went back and sat down in his chair, and he said the pain was gone. He's going to be ordering his own order of Patriots Relief Intense Relief Rub. This product works. And I can tell you, because I have pain in my shoulders, I have pain in my knee, I have certain pains that, depending on how much physical activity I do, I pay the price. Shoveling the snow back a couple of weeks ago, man, I could not have gotten through the snow shoveling and the snow throwing with my snow thrower without this product. Vicky uses it on her hands. She has arthritis in her hands. She has done crafts. She has done things her entire life using her hands. Not only typing on a keyboard, but scrapbooking and needlepoint and all of the things that she does. Knitting. I mean, constantly using her hands. This product works. And I cannot recommend it enough. Go to the website, PatriotsRelief.com/trucker. If you go there at that website, it'll automatically give you in the cart the 40% discount plus free shipping. The other component to this is all their packages are there. They have different packages. Well, if you go there, you will see all the different packages that they offer. And you'll be able to see their phone number. Give them a call. Oops, did I put it in wrong? PatriotsRelief.com/trucker. Okay, I'm not sure. For some reason, it didn't load. Let's just use PatriotsRelief.com. When you go to the checkout, put in TR1 for Trucker Randy 1. Or if you'd prefer to deal with them over the phone, give them a call at 877-230-1776. Give them a call at that number. Talk to them. Ask your questions. They'll take care of you. Cannot recommend this enough. Another text message I got, by the way, came from Susie. She's down in Macomb County area. Her story similar to Nick's. Friend of hers gave her some of the drops. She then started using them. She said within a couple of days, her knee pain, which she was scheduled to go to have a knee replacement, started feeling so much better. She called her doctor and said, hold off for a little bit. I'm going to reschedule the knee replacement. She's starting to feel so much better, walking without pain, able to sleep at night, that she thinks she might avoid having to have her knee replaced. And she, too, is very much interested in getting these products directly herself. So one of the things that I want you guys to consider doing, if these are any type of situations that you're in, knee pain, back pain, shoulders, anything, arthritis in your hands, even elbows, this intense relief rub is phenomenal. Highly recommend it. Go to the website or give them a call, 877-230-1776. TR1 is the promo code at checkout, or give it to them, talk to them. Hey, I heard about it through Trucker Randy's show. You'll get the discount and you'll get the free shipping. Got a couple of text messages during the break that I want to get to as well. And this is interesting because one of the things that people are saying is that this is without a doubt going to be probably one of the most expensive elections heading into 2026. Well, one candidate, friend of his, texted in to the show said, I want to make sure people are aware of Anthony Hudson. He's not being mentioned in the media yet, but he is a common sense truck driver, businessman, and he too is running for governor. People will have more choices than they think. So, Al, I greatly appreciate that. He's down in Saginaw, and he said he knows Anthony personally. He worked on his campaign for Congress. He said he's a great guy. Absolutely support him for governor and wants people to know about it. His website, by the way, he sent me the link, electanthonyhudson.com. That's the website. So greatly appreciate that. Thank you very much. Let's see. One other thing. Oh, the other text. That was it. How many people are aware that daylight savings, we're going to be obviously messing with the clocks again. Fall back, spring forward. Well, some people in Lansing want to put it on the ballot. We're going to talk about this in the next segment. This is a situation that we have been talking about this forever. But here is one of the things you have to understand. Our state of Michigan has absolutely a very diverse breakdown of times in our own state. Well, the Michigan legislature wants to eliminate it. Senator Thomas Elbert, keeping the streak going for the 103rd legislature, has introduced Senate Bill 126. Instead of the fate of falling back or springing ahead, he wants it to be on the next general election ballot, November 3rd of 2026. I think there's only one problem. Federal laws. We're going to get into this. We're going to talk about this in the story. Where do you guys come down? Because it starts back up this Sunday. We'll finish this story up on the other side. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Daylight savings time starts back up this Sunday, giving legislators a platform to bemoan the havoc it plays with people's internal clocks, particularly those of children and vulnerable adults. Folks, they've actually done studies on this. The Monday after the Sunday time change, there are heart attacks, strokes, industrial accidents, car accidents. All kinds of things happen Monday after the change of the clock. Messing with people's biological clocks, sleep disorders, things that completely screw up the clock causes us to react. Since the 2015-2016 session, a bill changing Michigan's participation in daylight savings time has been introduced 10 times. The furthest any of these bills made it through the system was back 4 years ago in 2021, when Michigan's participation in daylight savings time hinged on whether Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and Ohio also got rid of daylight savings time. If they had ditched it, so would Michigan. Well, Senator Albert, if he has any say in the matter, said this should be the last time the bill needs to be introduced. Very simple question to ask. Is switching to daylight savings time worth the headaches? Does it have any valid reason for continuing in this day and age? I personally would say no, but obviously opinions differ. We should let the people of Michigan decide this once and for all. Now, the main problem here is the federal law allows states to opt out of daylight savings time, which Hawaii and Arizona have done. States are not allowed to remain on daylight savings time year-round, so the current choice is between observing the twice-a-year time change or remain on standard time year-round. The upshot would be that most of Michigan would be on Eastern Standard Time between November and March, in Central Standard Time between March and November. Michigan is on Eastern Standard, but few counties in the Upper Peninsula are on Central Standard. Well, daylight savings time was first implemented in the U.S. during World War I and World War II, purportedly to reduce energy consumption. It was later set into federal law in 1966, with giving the states the ability to opt out. Albert said the alleged benefits of daylight savings time, particularly when it comes to energy savings, are questionable at best. I don't believe the benefits are worth the disrupted sleep, health and safety concerns that are raised by changing our time twice a year. It's time to let the voters decide. Well, Michigan voters rejected daylight savings time in 1968 by 490 votes out of 2.8 million that were cast. Michigan voters then permitted for it to come back in 1972, just 4 years later. And it passed by 294,163 votes. So I got a very simple question. How many of you like daylight savings time, switching the times twice a year? How many of you hate it? How many of you feel that it interrupts your sleep and you would like to stay on one set time throughout the entire year? If you want to text me same, leave it the way it is. Leave it the same way it is right now. Text me same, S-A-M-E. If you want this to pass, put it on the ballot, you'd be voting for it. Text me yes. Yes, I want to stay on the same time throughout the year. We'll do a little quick unscientific poll, see where you guys land on this one. Same, leave it the way it is. We're going to change the times twice a year. Yes, I would vote for it to change. Leave it alone. Pick one time zone and leave it. No more changing the clocks. Same or yes. We'll report on those in the third hour. We'll give you the history hour with Pastor Chatfield that's coming up. The entire hour to text me. Same, leave it the way it is, or yes, I want to go to one time and leave it alone. Now, I personally have a very personal story to tell real quick. Vicky's mother ended up dying by climbing a ladder to change the clock. Fell off the ladder, hit her head on a table. Unfortunately, a couple of days before anybody found her, she ended up dying, changing the clock. I'm not for it. Absolutely, I would vote yes on this. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturday.